Sometimes setting up for an event can take an unexpected turn, as was experienced by Nick Mondragon the night of March 23, 2007, when an EF2 tornado was bearing down on Clovis. Mondragon, who works at the Clovis Curry County Chamber of Commerce, was actually at the Clovis Civic Center setting up for an event the following day. As he monitored the weather, Mondragon saw that the storm had fired up and was heading towards Clovis. With a tornado warning issued, Mondragon and others at the venue moved to the kitchen area in the event that they needed to seek shelter in the walk-in coolers as they continued to monitor the storm. Though the tornado missed the Civic Center, the emotion of what might have happened that evening impacted Mondragon.
It was the first time that I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I could die tonight. You know, that's something that I went through in my mind, you know, that this is serious enough that, you know, loss of life can happen and I could very much well die tonight as well. So it was pretty scary.
Closer to the storm on the south side of Clovis was Chris Moreno and his family, who had been enjoying an evening of barbecuing when it became apparent that a storm was heading to Clovis. Moreno, along with his wife and son, gathered blankets and pillows and huddled in the hallway under their air conditioning unit.
And we heard the squirrel cage on that evaporative cooler just go in reverse, and then like it was just a suction, and then all of a sudden the whole house just trembled. It sounded like a freight train coming through.
The storm did cross over the Moreno property, leaving damage in its wake. Many of the heavier items on the property were moved and swept away, while other smaller items, such as the red chili ristra hanging on their Hattery porch, remained nearly intact. Uprooted in the storm was a rather large tree on the property.
There was a big old tree, a mimosa tree, about 45 years old that I had, about 4.5 feet across. It uprooted it and set it on my house and carport. I think God kept that house and carport from blowing away. Awful. But we're alive. A lot of people had a lot of damage done to their homes back then. We were one of the fortunate ones. We didn't get a whole lot of damage.
As the storm passed through, the Clovis PD leaped into action as a fellow officer witness to the tornado began calling for help on the south side of town. Not knowing what the status of his family was, Lieutenant Darren Roach responded to assist. It would be late the following afternoon before he would know if his wife and son were safe. In the interim, law enforcement began working to shut down Highway 70 and other roads that were cluttered with debris from the tornado, set up a command post, and begin the task of going door to door.
We kind of devised a plan where we broke up into different groups, and we started checking houses. It was between us, sheriff's office, state police. We kind of broke off in groups, started checking houses. People that were still in their house, we were trying to get them to get evacuated. I remember one house we went into, part of the house was completely gone, but yet there was a candle still burning on one of the dressers, which is amazing how tornadoes work.
In speaking with Mondragon, Moreno, and Roach, they each hold many memories of the night 10 years ago when the tornado hit Clovis. From the simple things, such as the candles still being lit on the dresser, to the piece of Moreno's business sign later found 2 miles away near the railroad tracks, to winding their way through the destruction and debris to check in on friends, family, and neighbors. In all, there were 33 folks injured, 2 related deaths, and several millions of dollars worth of damage as a result of the 2007 tornado. For Rooney Moon Broadcasting, I'm Casey Peacock.